ADP Eau Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. The misery continues in the nation for those slogging through snow, battling ice, and suffering through frigid temperatures. More than 40 people have died in the storms. Three were killed in Oregon and a baby was hurt when a power line fell on their car during an ice storm, and it's going to get worse. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Developing winter storms will dump snow, several inches in places, across the Pacific Northwest, the Northern Rockies, as well as Tennessee, West Virginia, and much of Kentucky. Jason Walter stopped at a store to stock up in Hazard, Kentucky.
I understand you're getting out and maybe being a little frantic because power goes out. You don't have stuff that's easy to make sometimes.
Deaths are being blamed on the recent wintry weather and record cold. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
There is some optimism on Capitol Hill after lawmakers from both parties meet with President Biden on a package including aid to Ukraine and the border. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries says
it was a very positive, forward-looking, candid discussion about the issues of importance to the American people.
Within the hour, former President Trump lashing out at the judge in his defamation trial over his refusal to delay it for Trump's mother-in-law's funeral. Writer E. Jean Carroll is seeking at least $10 million in damages from Trump.
That's a nasty man. He's a nasty judge. He's a Trump-hating guy. And it's obvious to everybody in the court. It's a disgrace, frankly, what's happening. It's a disgrace.
Now to Britain, where King Charles is having a procedure next week to treat an enlarged prostate.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Buckingham Palace says King Charles III will undergo a procedure for an enlarged prostate next week. The condition is said to be benign. The suggestion is that the king has gone public to encourage other men to get checked.
A suburban Chicago woman is sentenced to 26 years in federal prison for her role in the murder of her mother in Bali. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Heather Mack was 18 and pregnant in 2014 when she and her boyfriend vacationed in Bali with her mother. Sheila Von Wiesmack's body was later found stuffed inside a suitcase after the two tried to load it into a taxi. Prosecutors say Mack covered her mother's mouth while her boyfriend Tommy Schaefer bludgeoned Wiesmack to death so they could access a $1.5 million trust fund. Mack served 7 years of a 10-year sentence in Indonesia for her role in the murder and was arrested in 2021 when she returned to Chicago with her then 6-year-old daughter. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
An American passenger allegedly bit a flight attendant on an ANA aircraft in mid-flight, forcing the Seattle-bound plane to return to Tokyo. Crew members detained him. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are defending their decision to fire Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner yesterday. Republicans have fired 8 of Governor Evers' appointees since fall, but Senator Julian Bradley says it's not political.
We have confirmed over 480 of the governor's appointments. If this were purely political, I suspect...